27-year-old Denise de Guzman's earliest suicidal thoughts happened in elementary school.
I know it first started when I was in sixth grade. I started getting depressed. The thoughts were very frequent, and the attempts varied, like self-strangulation. I was definitely a cutter, and I wasn't happy. I knew that I wanted to be doing something more, but I didn't know what that meant.
De Guzman is not alone. According to the State Department of Health, Hawaii has the highest attempted suicide rate in the country for youths ages 10 to 24. For every suicide death in the islands, there are 25 attempted suicides.
Sometimes they just need to know that someone cares. And you don't have to be close. You don't have to be best friends. You don't have to know everything about them.
Leslie McKeg agrees. McKeg heads up a youth initiative for Oahu's Suicide Prevention Task Force that focuses on training youth for peer-to-peer intervention. The program is called Aloha Ambassadors.
I think having an Aloha Ambassador appear, sit down and talk to them and say, you know what, I can relate to what you're going through because I've done it, or, you know, there is help. You know, I think it'll be a lot more effective to help them drop that guard down.
This Saturday, the Oahu Task Force is holding its annual Out of the Darkness Walk to raise awareness for National Suicide Prevention Month. Pua Kaninao Santos chairs the task force and says the goal is bringing the community together.
Those who've lost loved ones to suicide, who might be struggling with a mental health concern like depression, and also for those who've attempted, those who are providers that support the outreach and the help, and anybody that supports the cause of suicide prevention, that's what this walk is about.
De Guzman says suicide was a taboo subject when she was a teenager, and she is happy to see youth-focused programs and an increased awareness in the community. She works as a behavior health technician and is pursuing her master's in clinical mental health counseling.
That if I can go through all of the things that I did, then other people can too, and nothing would give my life more purpose than to be able to help other people.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.